You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey there, America. How are you? And the world. I'm Leslie Marshall, sitting in for Tom Hartman again. I am so glad to be a part of your world today, and I hope that you'll be joining us as well. Actually, very anxious as a woman, a very progressive woman in the year 2014, to speak to our guest today, who I think many of you, if you know him or his name, will probably assume that he and I will vehemently agree, especially on this issue and that, disagree, on this issue, and that is true. Joining us now on the Tom Hartman Show with me, Leslie Marshall, is Arizona pastor Stephen Anderson. He is pastor of the Faithful Word Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. Pastor Anderson, thank you for joining us. Good afternoon. Oh, yes, yes, I have to do that on this show. See, on my show, I'm spoiled. On my show, my guys do that for me. Sorry. Let's do that once again. Pastor Anderson, thank you for joining us here on the Tom Hartman Show. I'm Leslie Marshall, sitting in for him this afternoon. Welcome.
Thanks. Good to be here.
Now, let me get this straight. Let me read to you and our listeners and viewers that you have said, you've warned your congregation recently that birth control was not only turning women into whores, it was also destroying the country. I'm going to give you a few minutes to speak your piece on this, because I know even Jesus had his words taken out of and still taken out of context. But I have some questions for you on this. So go ahead. Try and help us and myself understand your thinking on this.
Sure. Well, first of all, you know, my philosophy on birth control comes from the Bible. And all the way from the Old Testament through the New Testament, the Bible makes it clear that God wants us to have children. Children are a blessing from God. We're supposed to be fruitful and multiply. And in the New Testament, for example, it says in 1 Timothy 5:14, I will therefore that the younger women marry, bear children, guide the house, give none occasion to the adversary to speak reproachfully, for some are already turned aside after Satan. So, you know, the Bible constantly tells women that they should get married, have children. Children are a blessing. There was one guy in the Bible, in fact, in Genesis 38, who used birth control basically by pulling out, and God killed him. So that just shows, you know, how God feels about the subject. Now, in regard to what it's doing to women and what it's doing to our country, is that the culture that we have that considers birth control acceptable, and the fact it's just widely available, and even Christians, you know, 99% of Christians are probably using it, well, that just leads to more promiscuity. Because of the fact that when we're teaching children in school, for example, at a young age about birth control, it's almost like you're just giving them a green light to go out and have sex and do all this stuff, because, you know, birth control is there to help them avoid the consequences of their actions.
Okay, I have a few things I want to say to you, Pastor Anderson, and some questions for you, okay? As a woman in 2014, I can't even express how strongly I disagree with you. And let me share with you a few things. First of all, I feel it's pretty ignorant to assume that if people don't have birth control, that they won't have sex. And I think it's also ignorant to assume that if somebody gets pregnant, they're already going to have a baby. So one could argue that birth control actually reduces the number of abortions, which the Bible also speaks to.
Well, I'm absolutely not assuming that people aren't going to have sex if birth control is not available, but it's just a simple fact that if birth control is available, they're going to be more comfortable going out and having sex than if they had to, you know, think about that in the back of their mind as a possible result.
Now, let me ask you this. Do you know that men use birth control condoms, for example?
Of course.
Okay, so why are the women victimized verbally by you in using the terms whoredom? The last time I checked, when I have sex with my husband, it's the two of us. It's a man and a woman having sex in a heterosexual relationship. So
right.
How come the man is not a whore if he uses birth control? Is the woman alone having sex with her and her birth control by herself? Is she putting a condom on her vibrator that cannot impregnate her? I'm a bit confused on that. Hello. No, I haven't touched the board at all. I haven't. I put him on hold. I don't know how. I didn't touch anything. Pastor Anderson, I didn't mean to put you on hold there. If you could please answer, what about men? And how come you're taking a massive paintbrush and sweeping this massive generalization that women are whores using birth control, but you say nothing about the men? Many men use birth control in a relationship.
Yeah, but again, that's my sermon being taken out of context because I never said that people who use birth control are whores.
You said that birth control was turning women into whores. Did you not?
Birth control leads to more women having sex before they're married.
Pastor Anderson, this is a sermon that was posted online. Are you saying that online when you said that birth control is, quote, turning women into whores? Are you saying that your sermon posted online this week that you gave at Faithful Word Baptist Church, are you saying that those written words are not your words?
Okay, are you not listening to me?
Because I'm listening.
I just said that birth control leads women to have sex before they're married, and that women who have sex before they're married are whores. I never said that women who use birth control are whores.
But you never addressed the fact, if you believe that, if women having access to birth control...
Why am I on the show if you don't want to hear what I...
I do want to hear, but I'm going to ask you questions. I'm going to ask you questions. That's what we do in talk radio.
Let me answer the question.
Well, the question is, if birth control for a woman leads her to have sex... and therefore can turn her, quote, into a whore, how come birth control for a man doesn't lead him to have sex and turn him into a whore?
It does, and it makes him a whoremonger, as I said. But the word whore is a female term. The Bible uses the term whoremonger, and if you would get my sermon in context, I also preach against men that are promiscuous and call them whoremongers. It's just a different word, but that's just not in the soundbite that you have available, apparently.
Well, actually, I haven't played a soundbite, but that's why I asked you. I asked you, and I presented it to you, and I gave you that opportunity at the beginning.
I have other sermons that are more geared toward men. Some sermons are geared more toward women. Some sermons are geared toward men, but I preach against both equally. I mean, it's both just as wrong.
Okay, another thing I wanted to ask you is it true that you said this was also destroying the country?
Yes, it is. It leads to a decay and morality in our country, and it leads to promiscuity.
Do you think that terrorism or crime in general are immoral?
Yes, they are.
Okay. Do you know that every 14 seconds a woman is beaten? And I'm kind of wondering why a man of God wouldn't care more about the more than 500,000 children on the blue books who haven't been adopted and have no homes, the 14 seconds, every 14 seconds a woman is beaten, the 9 out of 10 women that don't report their rape because they're not supported, they feel, by law enforcement or their community, the kidnapping, the rape, the child molestation. Aren't these sins, if you will, Pastor, much more disgusting and much more a destruction to our nation than birth control?
You know, that's a really irrelevant comment, because what in the world do any of those things have to do with what we're talking about? I could list a lot of bad sins, too.
What do they have to do with what we're talking about? You said that this is destroying our country, and I'm asking, is crime, terrorism, and the crimes I mentioned, are those destroying our country?
Of course. All sin is destroying our country. I preach against all sin. I don't only preach against this. This is just one sermon out of 156 that I deliver every year.
And are you without sin?
Absolutely not. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Everyone.
The Bible also says, judge not lest ye be judged, Pastor. The Bible also says, those of you without sin, cast the first stone. And that is my problem as a former Christian. But thank you for being with us today, Arizona Pastor Stephen Anderson. We thank you for explaining your words here on the Tom Hartman Show. That is Pastor from the Faithful Word Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona.